Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, October 20th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening. New York City declares racism to be a public health crisis. The head of Homeland Security catches COVID. Chicago's mayor threatens unvaccinated cops. New study shows Americans are badly addicted to the phones. Also ahead, cliches. They are taking over the world. But first, New York City's Board of Health designating racism a major health concern. The group will make recommendations to City Hall on how to promote, quote, wellness equity in minority communities. Supporters claim the COVID pandemic has disproportionately harmed African Americans. Critics call the move yet another example of woke politic madness. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas testing positive for COVID. The infection confirmed by physicians just 2 days after he attended an event with President Biden. The DHS chief fully vaccinated and suffering only mild symptoms. Despite the diagnosis, COVID is fading somewhat. Daily cases in the USA down 60% in the last 4 weeks. Worst spots in the country remain Minnesota, Michigan, Hawaii, and apparently in the Homeland Security Office. Chicago Mayor Lightfoot telling unvaccinated police officers they will, quote, ruin their careers for refusing the vax. About 3,000 cops remain unprotected, one-third of the entire force. Government workers who do not comply will be suspended without pay. Police unions plan to sue Lightfoot for violating contracts. Employees in the Windy City can opt out of the mandate for pre-approved medical reasons or documented religious objections. Study published by Fox News says the typical American checks their cell phone 100 times a day. That's once every 9 minutes. The stat even higher among teens and young adults. The poll says 80% of us sleep with the phones less than 2 feet from the bed. Scientists say that's not good, and it interrupts the sleep cycle. The average adult is now awakened by the phone twice each night. Doctors recommend putting the phones down 90 minutes before bedtime, impossible for many folks. In a moment, is our language being corrupted? Right back.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. We are living in the United States of cliches, and it's getting worse. A cliche is defined as a phrase or opinion that is overused and betrays a lack of original thought. It's really lazy speech, your mouth moving with blather coming out. Top cliches in 2021. Circle back. Jen Psaki, how could you? Here's the deal. President Biden, stop. Deep dive. Oh, I hate that. At the end of the day, said 1,000 times a day on cable news and sports broadcasts. Kick the can down the road. I know who I'd like to kick. The people saying that. Game changer. Can you stand more? Thrown under the bus, day in, day out. The perfect storm. The fact of the matter, the new normal, slam dunk, it is what it is. Ah! If I hear that one more time. Now, this stuff drives me nuts as a former English high school teacher. The old cliches like light at the end of the tunnel were bad. And where exactly is that tunnel? The cat is out of the bag. What cat? Where's the cat? How about full stop? You know. Or hello? Goodbye. I fully understand that not every human being is articulate. Many of us struggle to put thoughts into words. But at the end of the day, cliches mock you. That's right, I said at the end of the day. Come on, man. Oh, wait, that's Biden again. See how insidious these cliches are? In life, words define you. If you use the F word in polite conversation, you are a blankin' moron. That's correct. Substitute blankin' for the F word and you're okay. But if you go around effing this, effing that, you're a vulgarian, even if your dopey friends do it. Now, for this whole cliche epidemic, I blame the public school system. Bad English teachers. Athletes who give 100%, and rap music. Oh, it's so insidious. The lyrics, you can hardly understand them, but when you do, you should be horrified. Not only are cliches all over rap music, but they just dumb down the person listening to it. There you go, dumb down. Same old, shoot me. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. It is what it is. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Latest polls show more Americans are turning on President Biden. The reason is simple. Old Joe and his crew are badly hurting the economy. Never mind the border and Afghanistan. The latest domestic crisis is supply chain problems. COVID mandates, poor management, and labor shortages mean the folks cannot find what they want at the stores. Here are some products that are or will be in short supply. Ice cream. Major producers telling retailers they are reducing the number of flavors due to lack of workers in the ice cream plants. Now the companies will focus on vanilla and chocolate, little else. Next up, soda. A shortage of carbon dioxide means drink makers are unable to put the fizz into the beverage. Diapers. Costs have increased because of raw materials, shipping delays, and container shortages. Pampers and Huggies both raising prices. Fish. COVID regulations between the U.S. and Canada are keeping tons of salmon and tuna stuck up in Alaska. Popular cereal brands, also hard to find. Union strikes at Kellogg's, cutting supplies of Rice Krispies, Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops. Next up, Christmas gifts. For many families, locating the urchin's favorite toy is going to be hard. High prices and inflation are already causing shortages of board games, Legos, and internet gaming systems. Finally, bathroom paper. Seems that the stores are reminiscent of the early COVID days when folks scrambled. National chains like Costco and Walmart say only 60% of their bathroom tissue orders are being filled. And here's something else you might not know. One of the hardest items to locate this year, new or used cars. It's almost impossible for automakers to find parts needed to manufacture or repair the automobiles and trucks. The cost for a vehicle in the USA up 45% compared to last year. Back after this. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all, delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.